Visiting today with Governor Kevin Stitt. He's at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau sessions today. And, you know, you're a governor that's always seen the value of agriculture, which is, of course, here today. How do you continue to encourage other people, especially governors that don't really support agriculture, to stand up for ag?
Man, you know, to me, it's just common sense. I mean, we love our agricultural community. They literally feed the world, right? And so it's politics. It's just unbelievable. The left and some people that are criticizing our ranchers. And so, again, Oklahoma's prospering. We're asking those companies to come and move to Oklahoma. The further processing, I know that's something Secretary Arthur's focused on. But these folks that are being attacking these agriculture industries in other states, it's an opportunity for Oklahoma. We want them moving here to our state. And but, you know, I'm a leader in the Republican Governor Association, the National Governor Association, Western Governor Association. So I'm always talking about our values here in Oklahoma to the other governors.
Well, you gave a couple of highlights, so let's talk about some of the highlights that you just talked about.
Yep. Well, we had a great legislative session. We have right now the largest savings account in our state history.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It protects us in the future. And then I was able to hold all of our state agencies flat and give a tax cut to every single taxpayer, which I was really proud of. So corporate tax cut, individuals. And then we also reinstituted the earned income tax credit for the working poor, which is really important. So my business sense was always holding these agencies flat because I'm telling you, the government can never spend enough money.
Sure.
So I'm always focused on, you know, cutting and reducing overhead. And so that's just kind of what I did on the private sector. And that's what I'm doing in state government.
And how does this kind of help us get to that top 10 level?
Well, obviously, if we can be the most pro-business friendly state, it helps wages, it helps everything, right? If we can get more businesses here. So, again, business is going to look at tax policy, they're going to look at regulation, they're going to look at workforce when they move to a state. And if we can get our businesses here, we get more taxpayers, it helps education and healthcare and roads and bridges. And ultimately, that's our goal.
Well, you also talked about a couple of issues that keep coming up, and we've heard that marijuana is one of them. I think Michael Kelsey calls them the three M's, McGirt, markets, and marijuana.
That's funny. I'll have to use that. Yeah, you know, the marijuana deal is so frustrating for me personally, and so I replaced the executive director because I did not think we were getting our arms around it quick enough, and I installed somebody named Adria Berry over that, and I said, hey, I want to see arrests. I want to see enforcement. I asked the legislature for 80 more enforcement officers, and so we're all over it. We're going to raise the barriers to entry because right now it's just so small. People are picking off Oklahoma. They're moving here. We have like three – I didn't say this up there. We have 3,000 dispensaries, okay? California has 600. Think about that.
Yeah.
We've got 9,600 growers, licensed growers. California has 2,600.
Yeah.
And it just makes no sense because the barrier to entry is so small here, we're having illegal growers move here, and I'm going to put a stop to it.
Absolutely. And touch a little bit on McGirt.
Yeah, McGirt is the biggest issue that hits our state. And so I need all the help from Oklahomans, agriculture, to let your representative and your senator know that this is the biggest issue facing our state, because the tribes, the big casino executives, are so powerful. They spend so much money, trying to influence this. Mm-hmm. This is a sovereignty of the state of Oklahoma issue. If we don't win this and overturn it, or at least limit it, then Oklahoma has lost sovereignty in eastern Oklahoma to tax, to regulate, prosecute crimes, to regulate businesses. And our state will look totally different in 10, 20, 30 years if we have seven different jurisdictions in eastern Oklahoma. And I'm trying to wake everybody up. This is not an issue of Kevin Stitt versus the tribes. This is an issue of the sovereignty of the state of Oklahoma. And I'm a fourth-generation Oklahoman and actually a member of Cherokee Heritage, right? Proud of that. But I'm an Oklahoman first,
sure.
Right? And so I think most people, even with native heritage, think the way I do. We're Oklahomans first. I want the district attorney, Steve Kunstwilder, to prosecute crimes. I don't want to farm that out to a federal prosecutor or to a tribal prosecutor, right?
Right.
It's just preposterous.
Sure.
If my cattle get stolen, my district attorney doesn't have the right to prosecute it.
Yeah.
That's just nonsense.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, we're getting towards the end of the year. What are some goals that we got as we wrap this thing up and for 2021?
Well, you know, number one, that just we're moving forward, that Oklahoma is a top 10 state. And I think that attitude is starting to permeate throughout our state, that we're super proud, the state pride that we have. But we're going to focus on continuing to deliver more for how do I call it? More more for your money, I think. Like taxpayers, I'm always focused on delivering better results for them with their tax dollars, and then the most pro-business friendly policies. So those are the goals I always have going into session. And, you know, let's not overcomplicate this. I tell people, you don't have to play Washington, D.C. politics. Leave that to Washington. This is – we're all Oklahomans in the legislature, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or you live in rural or urban Oklahoma, you want the same thing. And that's – you want the best education for your kids, okay? We want the best roads and bridges. We want the best access to health care, okay? And we want the best economy. I want the best wage growth. I want to be able to make more money. And those four things is what everybody wants. And so that's what I focus on every single day. And don't try to play politics. It's all about common sense and Oklahoma values.
Absolutely. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.